Hey everyone, Asher Blake here, your friendly neighborhood procrastination slayer, back again with another daily dose of getting stuff done. Today, we're diving into something super important, something that can literally change your life. Building discipline and self-regulation skills. Ever feel like you're constantly battling that inner voice whispering excuses? You know that feeling when your to-do list gets longer while your motivation mysteriously shrinks? Well, I'm here to tell you, you're not alone. And guess what? We can absolutely conquer this procrastination beast and unlock our full potential. Now, discipline and self-regulation aren't about becoming rigid robots or living a life devoid of fun. It's actually about giving yourself the freedom to choose how you spend your time and energy, even when that choose button is screaming for an extra hour of Netflix. It's about mastering those mental muscles so you can consistently achieve your goals, big and small. Think of it like training for a marathon. You wouldn't just show up on race day expecting to crush it without putting in the work, right? Same goes for building discipline. So, let's dive into 5 key takeaways that will help you build those rock-solid self-regulation skills. 1. Start small, celebrate big. Don't try to overhaul your entire life overnight. Think of discipline like a muscle, it needs to be trained gradually. Choose one small habit you want to change and focus on mastering it. Maybe it's waking up 15 minutes earlier or dedicating just 30 minutes each day to working on a personal project. Once you've nailed that, add another small challenge. Celebrate every win, big or small, because those victories fuel your momentum. 2. Know your triggers. We all have them. Those sneaky things that tempt us off track. Maybe it's scrolling through social media for hours, binge-watching Netflix, or hitting the snooze button one too many times. Identify your personal procrastination triggers and create strategies to avoid or minimize them. 3. The power of accountability. This one is huge. Having someone to check in with can make a world of difference. Find a friend, family member, or even an online community who shares similar goals. Share your progress, challenges, and triumphs with each other. It creates a supportive system that keeps you accountable and motivated. 4. Embrace the power of no. Learning to say no is like giving yourself permission to prioritize what truly matters. It's not about being rude, it's about protecting your time and energy. If something doesn't align with your goals or drains your motivation, politely decline. Remember, saying yes to everything often leads to burnout and procrastination in the first place. 5. Practice mindfulness. Take a few minutes each day to simply be present. Notice your thoughts, feelings, and surroundings without judgment. This practice can help you become more aware of your urges and better manage them. Think of it like mental decluttering, clearing space for focus and intentionality. Now, let me paint you a picture. Imagine Sarah, who's been putting off writing her novel for months. She's overwhelmed by the task, telling herself, "I just don't have time," or, "It's not good enough." But then, she decides to apply these strategies. She sets a daily goal of writing for 30 minutes, identifies social media as her biggest distraction, and finds an online writing group for support. She starts saying no to extra commitments that drain her energy. Sarah even practices mindfulness each morning, taking a few moments to focus on her breath and intentions. Guess what? Her novel is now taking shape, chapter by chapter. Discipline isn't about forcing yourself into a rigid mold. It's about creating healthy habits that empower you to live a more fulfilling life. It's about choosing your path and showing up consistently, even when motivation feels fleeting. Remember those 5 key takeaways we discussed? Start small, know your triggers, embrace accountability, say no gracefully, and practice mindfulness. Go out there and build those self-regulation muscles. Trust me, the feeling of accomplishment when you crush your goals is worth every bit of effort. And don't forget to share your progress with us. What small steps will you take today? Until next time, keep slaying procrastination and crushing your goals.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.